Hi, how are you? This is Chris, and this is episode 37 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. Welcome back. Today, I want to do a quick one today on Ron DeSantis. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he's the governor of Florida. Probably the best governor in the country. Now, you know, maybe the best governor in the country is somebody you've never heard of, like the governor of Montana or somebody who doesn't do anything, doesn't do much, kind of like the president of Switzerland. You know, nobody knows who the president of Switzerland is because he doesn't really do much. He doesn't have much power. That's the kind of president we would like, right? You know, we don't want these politicians lording over us and telling us what to do. But if we're going to have politicians who have a lot of power, we want a guy who's not going to use it. We want a guy who's not going to use that power or too much of that power and just use it to serve the people, not to boss the people around, but to serve the people. And, you know, Ron DeSantis pretty much fits the bill there. Now, he's not perfect. He's not from Brooklyn. You know, nobody's perfect. I mean, come on, forget about it. But he's a nice Italian guy, you know. And I love when Democrats think that, you know, say that he's a redneck. He's one of those Florida rednecks. Oh, you know, and then you tell them that, well, you know, Ron DeSantis went to Yale. Yeah, he went to Yale. Oh, you know what? Then he got his law degree at Harvard Law. Does that sound like a redneck? Then their heads explode because they don't know any of this stuff. Democrats don't know anything. They only know what their media tells them and what their other fellow Democrats tell them. You know, they're very uninformed, uneducated people. They don't really know much. Unlike us, you know, those of us on the right or the center with libertarians, Republicans, because we're bombarded by them and by their propaganda all day long. So we know their propaganda. We know their arguments, but they don't know our arguments because they don't listen to any other news sources or any other commentators, or they don't read. They just read the New York Times and the Washington Post, and that's all they read. That's all they know. But yeah, you know, they have to attack, the Democrats have to attack Ron DeSantis because through this whole COVID crisis, he has treated the people of Florida like adults. He's remained calm. He has, and he doesn't boss everybody around. He doesn't treat the people of Florida like stupid peasant children, which is what Democrats think of all, you know, the average American person. The average, you know, to Democrats, the average American is a stupid peasant child who must be told what to do, who must be ordered around, who must be bossed around by the political rulers because they're better. They're so much smarter and wiser, and they're just better than you and me. They know anybody who's in government is just better than you and me, and therefore we should just listen to them and do what they say. And Ron DeSantis, he puts the lie to that whole mentality. You know, I love to debate with Democrats when they will actually debate with you. When they won't storm off in a huff or something, you know, but Democrats, I like to hold their face up to the mirror, you know, hold a mirror up to their face and show them what they really are, because, you know, they'll say, oh, Ron DeSantis is the worst. And I'll say, well, you know, why? Because he treats people like adults, like sovereign citizens, like he refuses to treat the people of Florida like stupid peasant children. Who need to be bossed around. He refuses to boss people around and force people to do certain things. And, you know, and then they'll say, the Democrats will say, yeah, because, you know, the people need to be bossed around. They need to be told what to do. They need to be ordered around. They need to be ruled. And then, you know, their true colors come out. You're totally holding a mirror up to them and showing them that they are the fascists. They, the Democrats, are fascists. They believe that the people need to be ruled with absolute power. They need to be told what to do at all times. And they're terrible people. And the Ron DeSantis example is a great example to show them, to say, look, here's a guy who believes that you should be free to make your own decisions. If you want to go to a restaurant, you're not stupid. You know there's a virus out there, but you also know that you can be free to make your own decisions about whether or not to go out, or whether or not to get vaccinated, or whether or not to go to the gym. You know, you're an adult. You should be free to make your own choices. And society, you know, at large, and I've talked about this, about decentralized solutions, you know, how a central plan from on high, that's the entire Democrat Party's governing philosophy, is central planning. One person at the top should tell us all what to do. And I've talked about this, about how that's a terrible idea, because what if that one plan is wrong? What if it's wrong? What if it does more harm than good? What if there's another better idea out there that you are now outlawing? And so you're basically outlawing the creativity of people to adapt and come up with great ideas and creative solutions to a problem. You're eliminating that. And Ron DeSantis didn't do that. He didn't eliminate that creative problem-solving process. Democrats do, though. Democrats are completely opposed to a creative, nimble, agile, infinitely adaptable, creative problem-solving process. Democrats are opposed to that. They believe in central planning. They're communists. And DeSantis isn't a communist. And so that's why they hate DeSantis. Because Democrats are communists. They're communist fascist dictators, and they want to tell you what to do, and they don't want to treat you with any respect at all. They despise you. They look down on you. Democrats look down on you. They look down on the average American, and that's why. And Ron DeSantis doesn't, and that's why they hate him. They also, of course, hate him because the results in Florida haven't been disastrous. You know, there are no vaccine mandates, no mask mandates in Florida. How come everybody isn't dead? Well, it proves, the example of Florida proves that everything they're doing is pointless. Vaccine mandates, mask mandates, it's all pointless. And Ron DeSantis proves that, and they can't allow that. They can't stand that. They can't stand to have an example of freedom, and everybody's not dying. Everybody's not dying from COVID. Oh my God, freedom actually isn't deadly. Freedom isn't a disaster, because Democrats hate freedom. They hate it. They can't stand it. You know, that's why they have to attack DeSantis. They must destroy DeSantis with every breath. You know, that's why CNN dedicated just so much time to trying to destroy DeSantis, or attacking DeSantis. And even now you get, of course, now that things are fine in Florida, in fact, in Florida, things are better than pretty much anywhere else in the country. And it's because of sunshine and, you know, the warmth. People are outside getting vitamin D, getting fresh air, getting exercise. I think that because of that, now there's basically a media blackout on DeSantis. he's a great example of a great governor who believes in freedom, who believes in you. He doesn't believe in ordering you around like a child, like a peasant. And that completely is contradictory to the entire Democrat Party's governing philosophy. And therefore, that's why Democrats hate him. So So I think that, you know, we as Republicans, we need to, anytime Democrats come down on DeSantis, which they always do eventually, you have to stick to that line. I think you've got to say, well, you know, DeSantis believes in freedom. DeSantis believes that you should be free to make your own decisions. He's not a fascist. He doesn't want to boss us around. He doesn't want to order us around like peasant children. But you do, don't you? You do. You think you, Mr. Democrat, you think we should all be bossed around and told what to do. And if we don't, we'll all die. Well, look at Florida. Not everybody's dying in Florida. In fact, the numbers are lower than a lot of the New England states. The per capita death rate in Florida is lower than a lot of other states. And remember, Florida has like the oldest population in the country, all these retired people. So leave them alone. You know, the retired people know that there's a virus out there. And, you know, if they want to go out to dinner, let them go out to dinner. Don't tell them what to do. Don't lock them in a cage to save their lives like Governor Newsom would do, or Governor Cuomo or the new governor of New York would do. They want to lock you in a cage to save you. Well, you know what? Some people just want to be free and take their chances, and they should be free to do that. So, all right. Well, that's it. That's a quickie, episode 37. Thanks for listening or watching. And if you are, if you like this podcast, give me some good ratings on iTunes. Share it with everybody you know. Share it with your friends and your enemies and everybody else. And I'll see you on the next one, episode 38. Bye-bye.